Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Every night I went out there, I did it for them.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
I will never stop helping and loving people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
That's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airways, folks. Kicking butt now for better than 27 years. Today, I bring you one of the queens of boxing. Actually, two of them. I'm talking about Ava Knight will be here. Of course, she is the IBF 112-pound world champion. And we'll talk with Olympic, jilted Olympian. I'm talking about Raquel Miller of San Francisco, California. So we'll talk with some chicks a little bit, talk a little female boxing in hour number one. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which we dedicate right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network to MMA. We'll bring in the genius himself, Dave Meltzer of TheWrestlingObserver.com. Well, today, of course, across the pond, it'll be on E-Pix. I think it's 3 o'clock Pacific time. Pretty good fight. Man, it's a scary fight as far as heavyweights are concerned. I'm talking about Derek Chisora and David Hay. I mean, these guys threw bottles, hit each other with bottles in their hands and things like that. It was nasty. The British Board of Boxing Control said anybody involved in this fight would be suspended. Okay? Then some place named Luxembourg, the Luxembourg Boxing Association, said that they would legalize it or they would sanction it. The BBC got all upset. Then the BBC, as it turns out, is an impotent organization because they couldn't implement any of the threats that they were making in suspending guys. Bottom line is Derek Chisora, David Hay today, heavyweights from Britain on epix.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Well, that's a change in society today, and that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of these shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether there's crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show, and it's cutting up the body. Somebody's finding the body decomposed and all. I mean, this is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just a... And the sports show, the thing that they can relate to, which they see most, is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most for doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal you want to go into something, what you see. You don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs.
Go, Father.
A lot of kids, again, so a lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud. Nip it
in the bud.
You got to nip it in the bud.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
It's not bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Today, in London, I'm talking about the UK, folks, on EPIX. I think it's EPIXHD.net. Or just go to your Google page and punch in EPIX and it'll bring you to the website. But I think for a two-week free trial, if you haven't done it already, you can watch David Haye versus Derek Chisora. Of course, these guys hooked it up after Chisora fought Vitaly Klitschko a few months ago. There were a broken bottle involved. I mean, guys were suspended. They were talking about banning people, the British Board of Boxing Control, per se, and they had no sanction on the fight. They just wanted to fine the fighters because they felt the fighters were their licensees and they could do whatever they want with them. Well, the promoter went to court and said, basically, you know, we're threatening to sue you because you're trying to deny us from promoting this fight here in Luxembourg and threatening any licensees from the British Board of Boxing Control. They're like trainers, corners, announcers, anything like that. Anything that's under the auspices of the British Board of Boxing Control, you'll be suspended indefinitely. That's what they were going to be pending a hearing. Okay, they backed off of that. Now they say they're going to do some advisements regarding the officials that worked over there in Luxembourg. But the bottom line is Chisora, he's only 15-3, 9 KOs. Doesn't seem to be a guy that can put together the knockout punch. Now, David Haye, on the other hand, he can punch. He's got a lot of other shortcomings, some mental. But the bottom line is he's 25-2, 23 KOs. And he is my, I guess, about 2.5-1 favorite to win this fight here, of course, on epix.net or epix.com. And that'll be at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time today. Later today, of course, at the Mandalay Bay Hotel, Danny Garcia, 23-0, 14 KOs. A smart aleck Puerto Rican out of Philadelphia now, 23-0, 14 KOs. Took the WBC title from near 40-year-old, actually near like 55 or 60 years old when it comes to being a fighter. I'm talking about Eric El Terrible Morales. God, would he know when he came up with that nickname, the terrible one, you know, back in his rookie days, 15, 20 years ago. The bottom line is they would be calling him that for the opposite reasons at his retirement because he looked terrible in his last fight. In fact, he's looked terrible of late. I think he won one decent fight against a guy that was a bit of a hobo down there in Mexico, and that was for the WBC Junior Welterweight title. And of course, the WBC, the World Boxing Council, the world of Bunko and Chicanery, the world of anyway, I can go on. We be crooks, call them what you want, WBC. But the bottom line is, you know, the WBC has done a good job of protecting Mexican fighters in general. And, of course, they're doing that right now with Saul Alvarez, who's going to take on junior welterweight Joacito Lopez September 15th. I don't know if that's been cleared for CBS television or Showtime or whatever. But the bottom line is, you know, Alvarez, one of the biggest stars in all of Mexico. I kid you not. He's like the thing down there, the rage, okay? And they don't want to sacrifice him against anybody decent. I mean, Austin Trout didn't look very good in his last fight, the WBA title holder. Why not go after him? No, instead he's taking on Joacito Lopez, who moved up from 140 to 147 to fight the guy that was supposed to be the fall guy in all this. Of course, I'm talking about Victor Ortiz. He broke Victor's jaw, which was a big surprise. But you could tell he and Victor were a weight class apart. Him and Alvarez are going to be like three weight classes apart, because you got to figure this guy weighs dripping wet, 143 pounds, okay? And, you know, Alvarez is going to step in the ring maybe 165, 166, 167, somewhere around there. So he'll have a huge, huge size advantage. And that's how people get hurt, is that these promoters, you know, put together these mismatches just to pad a guy's record, because there's, you know, it looks pretty obvious that Saul Alvarez would win this fight by knockout or some type of stoppage because of his size, because of his body mass, because of the fact he's a legitimate junior welterweight, junior middleweight, not a junior welterweight. Big difference between the two. And I can tell you why, because I moved from a junior welterweight to welterweight, and it was like fighting in a different world. I mean, I could beat good welterweights, but I couldn't beat anybody great at welterweight. And at 139, which was the junior welterweight limit back in my day, I was kicking butt and taking names. Okay, so bottom line is, let's go back to today's boxing. Danny Garcia and Amir Khan. Remember him? Is he Amir Khan, like, has his name is spelled A-M-I-R-K-H-A-N, or is he the three words, A-M-E-R-E-C-O-N, Amir Khan, 26-2, 18 KOs, an Olympic medalist, of course, the anointed one. I mean, the kid prodigy from the UK. He was supposed to be like the Muhammad Ali of boxing, and then he got knocked out by Bradis Prescott, and of course he lost that fight to the young man that was suspended for steroids recently. And you got to think about this, that I think the WBA has given him back the crown because of these steroid pellets that Lamont Peterson was taking. Okay, but you know, when you look at the other way around, the IBF hasn't done anything. And you know, and I told you before that the IBF is a basically an African white run, African American run organization. And they tend, like the Mexicans in the WBC, you know, side with Mexican fighters. Well, the IBF sides with African American fighters. I mean, take for instance that junior light heavyweight title fight we had a couple of months ago. Gabriel Campillo beat the snot out of Tavares Cloud. Beat him so bad that when they announced the split decision for Tavares Cloud, his mother fainted. That's how bad the whooping he took was. It looked like somebody had beat him like with a pipe for like 45 minutes. I kid you not. He had a great opening round, knocked him down a couple of times. We'll talk about Campillo biting the dust. But after that, it was all Campillo. I mean, Campillo painted him like a white picket fence with a roller. I mean, it was easy. And he didn't get the call. And the IBF refused to immediately sanction or order a rematch. Now he's going to take on Tavares Cloud's going to take on the young man from Canada. But the bottom line is, you know, the rematch should have been made. This is what's alienating boxing fans, is that who are they supposed to believe, the judges or their lying eyes? Now, the Manny Pacquiao, Tim Bradley fight of a few weeks ago, of course, the controversial one, and I looked at it again, and yes, I think I did have Pac-Man winning slightly by 2 points, and I sort of stick to that. It wasn't such a heist to where you would call for a federal, you know, investigation or the Senate or anything like that. Listen, they're talking about, because of those results, maybe instituting a federal boxing commission. A federal boxing commission was needed, like, you know, in the 1960s when the Kavoffer Committee got together and fighters came in like Jake LaMotta and people like that and said that he was forced to take dives and fights. And Blinky Palermo, of course, and Frankie Carbo, Mr. Black. To some people, of course, when Mr. Black called you on the phone and said you had to take a dive that night, either you dived or something happened to a member of your family. These guys were organized crime. They ran boxing. But a federal boxing commission should have been put into effect at that point in time. Okay? When Madison Square Garden was involved in the IBC. Okay? It was a nasty, nasty situation. But, of course, the government didn't step in, and boxers have been abused. They've been underpaid. They've been hurt. And, you know, like this Josita Lopez fight I talked about earlier with Saul Alvarez, the size difference. I mean, what happens if he does get hurt and hurt seriously? And what you feeling, what you fans don't realize are the residual effects of professional boxing. In other words, you take a serious whooping from a bigger guy, a serious whooping over a 12-round period or a 10-round period or a long period of time, okay, the dents of the car, they never come out. No matter how much body work you do, it's not going to go back to normal. It's just not. And that's why, you know, I fret when I see guys stepping up and waiting and taking fights. I fret when I see guys taking tremendous beatings with these bigger gloves, because I'm one of the few people that believe in going back to lighter gloves, like maybe 6 ounces to 130 pounds, and then 8 ounces to 168 pounds, and then 10 ounces to 235 pounds. And after 235, which we'll have a new super heavyweight division, if I was the boxing czar of a federal boxing commission, okay, we'd have those guys wearing 12-ounce gloves. Because you can't tell me that a guy weighing 105 pounds has to pack an 8-ounce glove, and a guy weighing 265 has to pack a 10-ounce glove. It just doesn't make any difference. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make for exciting fights at the lighter weights, because these guys are thrown with pillows. And I've told you time again, it's better to get hit with one good shot and get rocked and have the referee jump in and stop the fight like they do now in MMA, okay, than it is to take a sustained beating over 10 rounds. I'm telling you, the 10-round thing, it just doesn't work. It doesn't. 10, 12 rounds of taking a licking. I mean, if you're 7 rounds down, 8 rounds down after in a 12-round fight, and you're just taking a licking, you know, like I put it this way, you're getting licked like a stamp, okay? If that's the case, I think your corner, or the commission, the ringside doctor, I think somebody deserves to step in and say, you know what, the fight should be stopped. You know, you're not Ernie Shavers. You're not going to come up with some magic knockout punch. All you're going to do is continue to take an unabated beating. Okay, and you can't do it, and you see it time and time again. At least with the world of mixed martial arts, guys have the option to tap out. It's not a dishonor. But if you quit in boxing, if you say, you know what, I've had enough after 8 or 9 rounds, they label you a quitter, and then the promoters won't book you anymore. So they won't book you anymore for trying to, you know, stay healthy, trying to take care of yourself, knowing that when you look across the ring, like I did once in Las Vegas when I was fighting at the Showboat Hotel back in the day, I looked across the ring and I saw like 8 guys. I'm talking about 8 of the same guy I was fighting. Yeah, I kid you not. And of course, there was like 6 referees. So I didn't know which one I was talking to. And he asked me, did I want to continue? And I said, no, because I couldn't see. I mean, it was just talk about 6 men in each position. Each is one guy. So that's how rocked you get when you get hit in boxing. Residual effects of that, if you were to take that time and time again. And if I'd have been stung like that one more time ever in my career, I would have got out. I'm not going to suffer from this concussive syndrome. I'm just not going to do it. I mean, I try to tell guys, they don't want to listen. So when you fans see these bloody fights on TV and these guys giving and taking, like, you know, Arturo Gatti and Mickey Ward, realize the residual effects 10 years later. It ain't pretty. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, jilted 2012 Olympian. I'm talking about Raquel Miller.
Down to the nightclub. Uh-huh. You can get what you want.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
Beautiful lady, lady.
Who's that lady?
Lovely lady.
Who's that lady?
Real fine lady.
Boxing is back. Talking about women's boxing in the Olympics this year. I'm talking about 2012, of course, over in London. But get this. I was doing my research last night, and I found out that the first women's boxing demonstration was held in the 1902 Olympics. So my next guest doesn't go back to 1902. In fact, she's a lot younger than that. She is number 3 in the world, number 1 in the United States. I'm talking about Raquel Miller of San Francisco, California. Good morning, young lady. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you? Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. No question about that. Now, tell me, what's going on with the weight classes as far as the Olympics are concerned? They got 112, 132, and 165. Is that it?
Yes, they do. So this year was crazy. All the ladies were like cramming and losing and cutting weight to get into those classes. So with the ladies doing well in London, which I'm sure they're going to do, they'll definitely open up more classes for the 16 games, and I'm definitely going to be in there. I'll be in Rio, so okay. I'm excited.
All right, you're excited, but you weigh like naturally 150 pounds. You fight like at 50 or 52, somewhere around there, right?
Yeah, so it's just like my weight is like a hard weight. Usually I'm about like 160, so I'm like a light 65er, and then it's like I cut down 52. But 52 is definitely, a welterweight is a better weight for me.
Okay. Why the 3 weight classes? Who was the idiot that came up with the idea of 3 weight classes? I mean, come on. In boxing, we've got them from 105 to super heavyweight, or 106 to super heavyweight in the amateurs. Why 3 weight classes in the women? That sounds oppressive to me.
Yeah, we definitely felt that way as the ladies coming into it. But basically what they did was they tried to give everybody a shot. Like the smaller women would be in the 12, and they would just kind of come up and wait or go down and wait. The middleweight women would be the 132. So I feel like basically they wanted to try it out to see how it would do in this Olympics. And hopefully it does well and the ladies, we are able to get more classes. But it was really hard, especially considering that a lot of us went to world championships, and had they had more weight classes, a lot more of us would be Olympians right now, myself included.
Okay, why, though? I mean, who was it?
They just said it's prestigious for the medals, and they wanted to make sure that the medal count is just kind of, like, really prestigious, and they took some classes from the men and gave it to the ladies. So with us doing well this year, they'll give more medals as opposed to taking them from other sports. I believe they cut out softball for boxing. I'm sorry, I'm at the airport.
Don't worry about it. She's going
to travel to London.
You are on your way to London right now?
Yeah, I'm going to actually leave for London on Sunday, so I'm just kind of in prepare. I'm en route right now, getting there.
Are you going to have a match on Saturday before you head off across the pond or what?
Yeah, so that's what it's looking like right now, that I'm supposed to be competing on Saturday. So hopefully all of that works out. It's a little bit crazy for me right now with, like, my schedule and working full-time, but, you know, I'm making it happen, and God is leading the way, so I'm excited, but
okay,
I'm tired.
What is Ladies in Power?
Ladies in Power is my nonprofit organization, and basically I'm from the Bayview, as I said, and it was my way of giving back to the girls in my community. We do, like, we do volunteer work with the ladies. We mentor them. We do tutoring. We do college preparation. And it's just my way of showing the ladies that, you know, you get, when you get into certain positions, you help others, and that's how you move forward in life as well. So it's my way of giving back.
We're talking with Raquel Miller, who I just stepped on there, folks. She is the ladies' 152-pound champion?
Yes, I am. The world heavyweight champion, yes.
Now, you know what's sort of cool about these weight classes now? Because I used to box, and I won 4 Golden Glove championships. But they used to make me sweat down to 139 pounds, okay? No, but I could make 141 easy. Now they've got it at 141. I mean, why didn't they have that back in my day? I was begging them. I said, give me an extra weight class. Give me 2 pounds. They wouldn't do it.
People don't understand, those 2 pounds are like everything at times. So, but hopefully we get more classes and stuff like that. But I'm excited to be competing, especially I'm a fairly new boxer coming into the, you know, boxing world. So I'm excited.
20-5, number 3 in the world, number 1 in the United States, of course, the national champion Raquel Miller out of the Bayview. And the Bayview, of course, brought us the great Erica Prince Martin. You ever heard of him?
No, that's so bad. I'm from the Bayview. I haven't heard of him. I have to do my research.
Oh, shame on you.
He was known for a while there as
a fighting garbage man because he worked for Sunset Scavenger. But he went all over the world. He fought Patricio Livio, the world champion in Italy, and he beat up Patricio Livio pretty good and didn't get the decision. Eric was one of those guys that went on the road, and because he lacked knockout power, could not get the calls when he fought these other guys in their hometowns. But Eric the Prince Martin, may he rest in peace, was one hell of a fighter out there in the Bayview. You know what his problem was, Raquel? His diet. Here's what's up. After a fight, we want to go down to Skoma's or something like that, you know, and eat like big, like down on Fisherman's Wharf, and have champagne and this and that. And he wouldn't party with us. He'd end up going to Mickey D's and buy 2 double Big Macs or something like that. So,
oh no.
Yeah. So the diabetes ended up killing him. You know, you got to be aware of your health.
You definitely do. That's like really important as a fighter. You know, it's like we're definitely always making sure I'm eating right and just making sure I'm properly nutritious, you know, nourished, so I can do well at the fights and put my best punch forward.
Okay. Well, you're setting an example for a lot of young ladies, especially ladies of color out there in the Bayview District, and I think that's great. I think we need more people representing like you are representing. But what are the toughest challenges for a young lady growing up out there in the Point?
I think that the toughest challenges for me was just like trying to stay on the right path, because it's so easy to get deterred. It's so easy to just kind of not follow the right footsteps because you don't have that many role models. So that was like one of my biggest challenges, just kind of trying to keep my head on straight and just realizing that Hunters Point is just one area, and it's not, you know, all bad. You have good situations, you have bad, and it's what you make of it, because I'm from the same place they are, and here I am, you know, making, you know, progress and making moves in my life, whereas I wouldn't be able to do it if I didn't trust God and use where I came from as a motivational tool as opposed to holding me back.
So you teach boxing for the San Francisco Park and Recreation Department or what?
Yeah, so I teach boxing on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I teach a women's class and like a unisex class on Wednesdays and Fridays. And I just try to be full circle with giving back, and, you know, God bless me with the talent. So I like to teach others and bless them with the same, you know, knowledge that I was given.
Can you make a little bit of what we call a living doing that?
Yes, you can. You definitely can. You have to build up, and you definitely have to work on your clientele. Like, I do personal training sessions, and, you know, I teach, but I work full-time, so I'm not making a living off of boxing. It's just my passion right now, but I feel like as long as I keep following my passion, then eventually, you know, the funds will come. I just have to stay true to my passion.
Another lady here we have in Northern California, she's the Women's World Champion, Ava Knight.
How good
is Ava?
Girl. Ava is bad. Ava is definitely the truth. She is not a lie. That is my girl. I just got off the line with her. But she's definitely, like, a really good fighter. She's very strong. She's one of the strongest in her weight class. And she's definitely out here making a name for herself. And she's definitely inspired me a lot. We're out of the same gym. We're all both fighting on SFC boxing. But she's bad. She's the world champion. And I definitely look up to her. She's inspired me a lot.
We're talking about the Straightforward Boxing Club, of course, of San Francisco, California, run by Double B, Ben Batista. Benny tells me, he says, you're flying to Indio, California. He's got a drive down there. He ain't too happy about that.
No, he's not too happy about that, but I just try to stay as consistent as possible with being competition sharp and stuff like that. So, and my coach is really supportive. I'm really lucky.
Back to Ava Knight. She's been able to go to Mexico 3 times and win down there. She's won convincingly. I mean, is she the ultimate road warrior for females or what?
Definitely. I mean, definitely. She has a point to prove, and she's out there letting them know that she's the best in the world, and, you know, she's coming for that top spot. And so, you know, she's definitely game, and she's definitely a great fighter, and she's going to be around. They better get used to her.
Now, you're going to wait until 2016 to go to Rio for them to open up other weight classes.
I'm not waiting. So whatever, one of the weight classes got to be mine. I don't care what happens. I'll be at 65 or 52. I'm going to be in Rio.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
I know people have stuck around the amateurs too long as far as their boxing career is concerned, and they stayed amateur too long. They went to 2 sets of Olympic trials or tried to compete in 2 Olympic Games, and it didn't work. It ended up burning them out. Are you worried about getting burned out? Do you have a professional boxing career in front of you or what?
I'm definitely not worried about getting burned out, considering the fact that for female boxing, it's definitely going to take off soon and start to, you know, expand. And I feel like there's not a lot of money in female boxing anyway, so it's not like
there
a big
used
deal
to be.
If I go, I don't get any money anyway. So
there used to be. I mean, Christy Martin made several million dollars back in the 90s, right, fighting for Don King. I mean, she was on Mike Tyson undercard. Julio Cesar Chavez undercards. So she made millions of dollars. Of course, she was probably the only one. Leila Ali made millions as well. So there is money out there if you've got the talent and you've got a name.
Yes, that is true. So I just feel like right now my goal is to get to the Olympics. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But I feel like as long as I keep on doing well, I keep winning, that I'll definitely keep on moving up. And you never know what could happen. But I will be a world champion. So I'm excited, and I'm just working hard.
Representing Hunters Point, folks, the Bayou District of San Francisco, California. The best weather in the entire city is out in the Bayou. There's no question about that. And this young lady, we wish you the very best of luck in London. We wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Down there in Indio, California, we look forward to talking to you after the Olympic Games.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Talk soon. I'll be in touch.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelite Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelite, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelite has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelite, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelite.com.
Right now at Lowe's, get $50 off every $500 purchase of all in-stock lumber, like decking, plywood, fencing, storage buildings, and landscape timbers. Plus, save 25% off the purchase of special order leveler cellular shades and faux wood blinds. Escape the sting of summer with Ultra Kill Wasp and Hornet Killer for just $1. That's more than half off. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 7/16. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Vocals to kick in, but that lady, there he goes, the Isley Brothers, that lady is the world flyweight champion. She's the IBF flyweight champion out of Chico, California. Of course, we'll talk about the great Ava Knight. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Didn't blow your name this time. For some reason, I referred to you, and I've caught myself in conversations with people referring to you as Ava Grant. You didn't have a former name or something like that that I have in my subconscious, do you?
No, I think that's just you. Your mind is wandering.
My mind is wandering. Okay, so you have, first of all, congrats. You were successful a couple of weeks ago down there in Mexico, turning back Susana Vasquez. Did Vasquez present much of a challenge?
She was really tough. She wasn't there in the technical area, but, as being one of the Mexican boxers that just want to come forward and fight, she had it. And she was tough, and she was good for it.
Isn't that good, though, when they come forward? I mean, I always liked it when guys came at me fighting, and I thought it was a great those were the easiest guys to fight.
It's the best, because sometimes they just run into the punches, and it's just, I love it. I love fighting those kind of fighters.
Yeah, we're talking with Ava Knight, folks. She is 9-1, 3 draws and 5 KOs, of course, out of Chico, California, the IBF 112-pound ladies' women's champion. Now, at 112 pounds for the WBC, is this chick named Mariana Juarez. She's 34-5-3 with 16 KOs, and she's taking on Shindo Go tonight, who's 10-1 with 8 KOs out of Japan, and Shingo hasn't lost since her pro debut. How good is Mariana Juarez? And is this the fight that's going to end up setting it up down the road, you going down to Mexico and fighting her or what?
Yeah, I think she's very good. She's going to be the biggest challenge that I'm going to have, I think, the closest thing to her, probably, is Kalisha West would be the best, but Kalisha's bigger. So I think Mariana's going to be the best challenge and the best fight, for this weight division.
And you really, I try to tell people, and people sort of snicker when I say this, but when women fight, they bring it. I mean, I've seen guys fight for the heavyweight championship of the world and cower, okay? And every female fight I've ever seen, regardless of the talent level, you guys are out to prove something, and you entertain. You deliver. You bring the goods.
Yeah, we have nothing to lose. If people don't like us and they watch this fight, that they're either going to hate it more or they're just going to, become a fan. So whatever it is, we go in there with our heart because we're also, you know, we're not making the money, we're not getting the fame. So we just go in there to do what we love to do.
You know, what's funny is that you say you're not making the money, and I was sort of shocked when I found out some of the purses that you have pulled in as world champion. I have to tell you this, you know, back in the day when women's boxing was sort of the rage, when Christy Martin was doing things in the 90s, she was getting she made several million dollars fighting for Don King. I mean, she just had it going on. She was supporting Julio Cesar Chavez, Mike Tyson. Then her and Lucia Riker, and then Leila Ali later made a bit of cash. And then female boxing sort of fell off the map. And promoters seemed scared, according to your trainer, Ben Batista. They're either scared or they're hesitant to book women fighters on their card because they feel if the opponent falls out, they can't get a replacement opponent and they're in trouble. So is there any merit to that, to what Benny said there, or what?
Well, you know, it is true. I've kind of gone into this whole women's boxing and male boxing thing with a different look now because it is a lot different. We have a lot more situations, health problems that men don't have to deal with, and it's different. And not only that, the pool of women is smaller. And a lot of that might have to do just because it's a man's world, you know. A lot of little girls want to go into a gym with a bunch of men, you know, to box, and that's hard. Even me as a young girl, you know, getting in there in the gym and having men tell me I couldn't do it was hard. So we're fighting a lot of different obstacles here. So, you know, getting it back to how it was when they were making that money is going to be hard, but I think this new Olympics is going to be a good for us.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I just had a young lady on the show just prior to you, and Raquel Miller, and she compliments you. She thinks the world of you. But
yeah, Raquel, she's my girl. She's from the gym, you know, we're from the same gym. We're both a fan, and we're both doing a good job putting it down for women's boxing.
Okay, but here's my point, though. I think women's boxing is being oppressed by the Olympic Committee. I think it's like it's a form of weight discrimination. When you've only got three weight classes, 112, 132, and 165, I mean, there's so many. Good God, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I totally agree, but, you know, right now it's almost like anything is good for us, so we can't complain too much.
In other words, if you throw a starving man a chicken bone, it's okay?
Well, I mean, you know, it's awful. I made this argument plenty of times with people, but, you know, we can't argue with what we have. You know, we just got to take it and work with it and just keep it arguing and complaining until they make it better.
I think they should have went with, you know, a weight class in each division, and that's all. I mean, just like they do with the males. And I tell you what, I've seen a couple of heavyweight women. Martha Salazar was out of Vallejo, California, I think, and she could fight a little bit. She went down there to Las Vegas, I think, on the John Ruiz, Roy Jones undercard, where Roy Jones, of course, captured the WBA heavyweight title. Of course, Roy Jones still fighting now at cruiserweight. That's a little bit ill-advised. But the bottom line is Martha Salazar was a pretty bad big chick. I mean, she was a big mama, like 220 pounds. So there is some talent out there in the female classes, especially in the amateurs. And I think that they should have went with all the different weight classes, not just three. I mean, and to come up with those three, I mean, I'll tell you what, if I'd have been a natural featherweight and I had some money, like my mama had money and my daddy had money, I'd have filed suit against the Olympic Committee.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. I think somebody should do it. You know, I'm past my time. I wish I could have been in the Olympics. But, you know, not these three weight classes. It's like, how are you going to fit all these women into those weight classes? Like you said, heavyweights, and then there's the weight classes in the middle that are drinking a whole bunch of water just so they can get to the trials, you know, and weigh. And it's awful. It's awful what we women have to go through just for some credit to do what we love to do. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, at least we're getting something done. Something is getting done. And the more we do it, the more we get at it, hopefully the better it gets.
We're talking with Ava Knight, folks. She is the world IBF flyweight champion, International Boxing Federation, 112-pound female champion, of course, out of Chico, California. And she's just coming off a successive win over Susana Vargas, now Vasquez, I believe. And when will you fight again and against who? Do you know?
Hopefully around September time, you know, September or October. Fighting Susanna, I hurt my hand, so I'm coming out of that. And, you know, we're just going to make it stronger, better. We're going to come out and practice better and fix all the mistakes I got. Be ready for the next opponent.
Well, that's good. You know, you're a classy lady, and like I told Raquel Miller earlier, you guys are great, great, great representatives of the San Francisco Bay Area. We haven't got that many, but you ladies are truly the two queens of boxing here in Northern California. So I thank you so much for your contribution to the sport, to the community. I know you're down there working an amateur event in Southern California, so you know, you got boxing, obviously, is running through your blood, and I congratulate you for that and your successful reign as world champion. Ava Grant, you take good care.
Ava Knight.
See, I did that on purpose to mess with you. I caught you. You thought you caught me. I messed with you. Ava Knight, folks, the world flyweight champion out of Chico, California. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the Armed Forces Network.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
A man who sounds well does well. A man who looks well does better.
The mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the cable radio network, Channel 2. Of course, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, RingTalk.com. That's my website. In fact, you can get RingTalk.com and all the articles blown up in
in a size where you can read it on your actual smartphone. I kid you not. Check it out on the website. Check it out on your smartphone. I'm talking about ringtalk.com. Tonight, across the pond, actually this afternoon, Derek Chisoras, 15-3, 9 KOs, and David Haye, 25-2, 23 whackouts. I think Haye is going to win that one fight, and I think he might win it. He may be a cut late in the fight. In other words, he's going to keep pounding on this guy. I think he'll be pounding on him like a set of Mexican bongo drums, but that's just the way I see it. But I would bet down 2,200 to win 3,200. That's what the odds are. I'm talking about 11-5. The Mandalay Bay Casino, Danny Garcia, the WBC 140-pound champion, 23-0, 14 wax out of Philadelphia, taking on Amir Khan. We'll find out if Amir Khan is for real tonight, I think. 26-2, 18 KOs, although Garcia really doesn't have a whole lot of quality names on his resume. 14-5, I've got Khan the favorite there. Anthony Mundine and Bronco McCarter fighting at the Palms Casino. I say who gives a spit, so I'm not going to go too deep into that one. And, of course, down there in Mexico. No, you step back. Ontario, California. Mexico's darling. She's pretty fine, pretty good-looking girl. I'm talking about Mariana Juarez, the WBC flyweight. It's 112-pound, the compatriot of our prior guest, Ava Knight, 34-5-3, 16 KOs. She's taking on Shindu Go, 10-1, 8 wax, haven't lost since her pro debut. And I would say Juarez is a 3-1 favorite there, no question about that. Now, a couple of things I want to mention. Don Chargan, the boy promoter, of course, a man that's been promoting boxing since 1951. That's 61 years. The guy should be in the Guinness Book of World Records, okay? He's in the Hall of Fame, but he hasn't been feeling well lately. He had two recent stints in the hospital. He is back at home in his lair down there in Cambria, California. So we want to wish the boy promoter very well. And Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, the undisputed world middleweight champion, and Julio Cesar Chavez, the anointed WBC champion. They were in New York City yesterday. They were doing a tour, of course, a press tour to hype their September 15th fight in Las Vegas. But the bottom line is the undefeated Chavez, he was the guy holding the title belt. I mean, Sergio looked like the challenger. Of course, they dubbed Sergio their super champion, champion emeritus or something like that. It's their super silver champion. That isn't worth anything. People want to see that green belt, and that's what Chavez was holding. So it made it look like Chavez was the defending champion, the undefeated kid. Of course, the son of Julio Cesar Chavez Sr., of course, the great Mexican icon who won many, many weight classes and many, many fights, over 100 fights in a long, illustrious career. Of course, it was topped by that March 1990 win over, wow, I mean, Meldrick Taylor. That was an amazing 12th round stoppage. I was there at the Las Vegas Hilton. It was the last round, like 20 seconds left to go in the fight. Let's take that back. And Chavez rocks him with a right hand, a beautiful right hand. And then what happens? He goes back into the ropes. He goes down. The referee goes down. The referee says, you know, are you all right? Are you ready to continue? And Lou Duva, his trainer, was up on the apron in the corner, in his own corner, and he distracted Meldrick Taylor from looking at the referee. When he ignored the referee twice, they stopped the fight. That's probably one of the most controversial stoppages in boxing history. But the bottom line is Lou Duva caused that, not Meldrick Taylor. And, of course, Meldrick never recovered either physically or emotionally from that. No question about it. The great loss to Julio Cesar Chavez, TKO 12 with 8 seconds left to go in March of 1990. A little bit of boxing history there for you. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, we air every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Same thing on Sundays, but a different show. We do the Weekend Wrap at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, much peace, much respect.